Welcome back, students. Let us get into another important session on lean supply strategy and how do we apply 5S tools to supply management. Objective of this particular session is all about to understand the concept of lean supply. What is lean supply means? Lean is thin or it is something else? Then let's get into the details once we get into the subject. To understand the 5S concept, what is exactly 5S concept? Where is, from where the origin of this particular methodology or technique? How to apply 5S concept in the field of supply chain and lean principles? So 5S concepts adopted in many business processes, and we specifically look at which are applicable to supply chain management as well as lean principles of supply chain management. Introduction. Supply strategy is a lean environment should be supporting this operational strategy. Before getting into the subject, what is lean in the sense is actually we will go in detail subsequently. Lean in the sense, the value chain in particular from the supplier till it reaches the end customer, the entire value chain needs to be optimally managed throughout, because anything in the value chain is also sitting as a buffer and more than required. So naturally we will be spending and investing more money in this entire process. So the lean principles adopted many techniques. We will be looking at this kind of technique in detail in a separate chapter as well, but at this stage to understand what is lean is what I explain. It is appropriate to use lean concepts and lean terminology in creation of supply strategy for lean operations. So you are hearing lean more and more in this subject, and you will be more keen on understanding lean in a better perspective. We will go into that when time comes into the chapter. This chapter examines supply strategy development in a lean production environment by utilizing 5S, a key lean concept. Lean supply. The term lean supply implies that the supply chain is appropriate for lean production. Lean production is a concept of waste elimination in the process. Waste in the sense is not physical waste, it's a process of, you know, eliminating all the procedures and processes, including generation of waste in the entire activity. The basic tenets of lean production includes: specify value, identify the value stream, organize the value stream to promote flow, communicate demand through pull, strive for perfection. So what the specify value means, each an activity should be defined with proper appropriate value, so you know whether this particular activity add any value to the overall process. Identify the value stream. Throughout the processes in the value stream, we have to identify each and every activity related to that particular process. Organize the value stream to promote flow. Then communicate demand through pull. The entire process of demand should be communicated based on the pull. Pull in the sense, once the consumer uses that signal to reach to the origin, that is the supplier. So how to integrate the entire process backward is also one of the principles of lean management. Strive for perfection. Any activity we try to do, it should be to the best of our ability. Achieving perfection is very important element to deliver a better lean supply management process. Looking at that, what is 5S? It is a Japanese concept which has been recited into 5 steps for to achieve certain kind of objective and results. One is CD, CTON, CISO, CKATSU, CISHUKUI. So let's look at that elements in detail. The 5S are lean concepts derived from the Japanese words. The first word is sort, set in order, shine on purity, standardize and certain. Companies adopting the lean production philosophy often implement the 5S process to bring order to the workplace and thereby support this production. So you are looking, there are 5 elements related to this 5S. It's again repeating that sort, second is set in order. We have to sort out that all activities related to that, and then set in order if there is a problem, set in this in order, shine on purity, go on refining that, so you'll get a better approach. Standardize, then the entire process is all standard. It's not only achieving standardization, also sustain, we remain in the same place consistently. That is what this 5 years process, educate to achieve the objective in any activity, whether it is production or it is purchase or sale or marketing. Any activity can be looked at into these 5 years principles and achieve the final results. Why use the 5S concept as a model for lean supply strategy? The question may arise. So, we have listed some thoughts about it. 5S is a proven model for organizing and maintaining a lean production environment. Lean in the sense we said eliminate most of the waste, either in process point of view or the procedural point of view. So, it eliminate the waste which will reduce bulging the cost. So, as the reduction of the cost also incorporating that, so lean activity is achieved. The relationship between purchasing or supply and the general management of operation may be improved through the use of concepts familiar to the organizational head and other HODs. So, understanding this concept helps to interrelate each functions and collaborate in a better way to achieve the final objective of the company. For the reason, 5S is an appealing model for developing of supply strategy in a lean production environment. Let's get into the first element, which is sort. Remove all but unnecessary material equipment and supply. It means we have to identify the activity related to that and red tag, which are actually not, be there as part of the process. These are all unnecessary. So, as you know, that can be eliminated or reviewed appropriately. After reviewing each item, the item will either be put its proper place or will be removed if it is unnecessary or redundant. Once we know the process is unnecessary or redundant, naturally it will be eliminated from the procedure. This process is essential to develop the organization of workplace need to lean production. As we state, waste elimination related to process or product or any activity is natural to reduce the overall investment in the cost. So as we achieve the lean principles across activities and assure that we get a best cost management system. Supply chain management as part of SART is supply based rationalization, selection of supplier to add or eliminate in the system. This is efforts to have optimum number of suppliers. We talked about supplier management process of how to establish a supplier. So as evaluating the supplier, so how do we get best out of the supplier. So the benefits of doing this in supply chain management, it reduces the waste of inefficient work methods by reducing the number of supplier that must be managed by the procurement function. So what we are talking about, if we have multiple vendors and have multiple options to procure, naturally we may not know what is best. So, in the entire process of supplier management process, we define this methodology to identify for this kind of requirement how many vendors or supplier to be made available to get the inputs. So, now in this process, we can eliminate the inefficiency of handling multiple supplier and restrict to have the optimal number of supplier to manage our requirement. It reduces the waste of selecting wrong supplier by focusing efforts of selection, evaluation or improvement on a few selected supplier. So this is also a part of our supplier management process which we have discussed. Getting into a wrong supplier and not proven records, naturally we will be spending our time and energy in the activity which are no non-value addition. This is one of the waste elimination in this process. It improves quality of the products received from these supplier by focusing quality assurance, control and improvement activity on a smaller number of supplier. Again, going back to supplier management process, we have defined how do we select a vendor, what is the process and technology, techniques that we use it. So naturally we will have optimal number of supplier rather than having hundreds of supplier. In this process, the focus will be more towards the quality of the product as well as the method, the procedures and techniques they follow to produce their product for our inputs, naturally the to manage naturally, that will benefit to the company. Then optimizing supplier base, selection of supplier to add to the system, so we can select how many number of supplier to get into the system, that is creating a supplier base. Selecting the supplier to eliminate, identifying those supplier, those are not, you know, fit for or to continue the business, to as we can identify and, you know, eliminate those, you know, supplier. This is an effort to have optimum number of supplier, as I stated earlier as well. So we have to have supplier, it should be optimal to manage that activity or that requirement or services. It reduces the processing waste, as fewer purchases orders may be necessary and fewer selection audits are required. See, if we have multiple vendors, there are 2-3 elements to look at. That when we are buying from multiple vendors, naturally we have to go and audit them in an appropriate time, and also ensure they are following all the systems and procedures and processes to be is defined by us, so to get the right results. So if we have multiple vendors, naturally we will be spending, you know, more time to define and validate the vendors, and also take more time to identify the purchaser, identify the vendor for clearing up, releasing a purchase order. To increase the opportunity for supply chain partnering, so it is also giving an opportunity to partnering, you know, supply chain processes with our vendor as well. So as this is an extended activity beyond our own site, so as we can develop the skills of our vendors appropriately. So for the management of supply, the primary implementation of SART is a selection. There are several criteria that may be caused to identify candidates for eliminating in the sorting process. So as we stated, if there is no value addition or no consistency or quality related inconsistency in quality of supplies, naturally we have to identify those kind of, you know, supplier. Performance review of quality, delivery and pricing performance of the particular vendor. This is one thing which, you know, one of the inputs for, you know, validating the quality of the supplier. Review of redundant supplier. The particular supplier having identical or overlapping capabilities, so as naturally we can look at those supplier and list out that for our validation process. Review number of part numbers purchased from each supplier to identify suppliers providing only one or few parts. So it means we can have a list of supplier, those whom we are buying from, number of items, one item, multiple items, so as it is much easier to locate and identify the right supplier. Set in order. Arrange product and equipment so it is easy to find and easy to use. Set in order in the sense the products and as well as the equipments are to be associated with the respective place and position, so as, you know, this is all designated to be in that place. Equipment storage locations are labeled to the equipment or tools, will be easily to identify and put away when they are no longer in use. Once you earmark those specific, you know, placement of equipment as well as material, every time we look out for those equipments or material, it's much easier to identify because there is a designated place for that. The labeling of storage location with the tape or the floor or in the work facilities, visual management. See, 5 years also insist that it should be a clear visual management, so as anybody, who even an illiterate person, can know from that visual inputs, so he can effectively deliver it. Arranging the supplier so they are easy to use. This is concept of segmentation. So as you can create a set of supplier, those who are supplying particular type or the group of products. Another vendor set is creating the segmenting of that kind of, you know, products and inputs. Segment provides a place for everything and allocates everything in its place. Once you have segmentations, it is very clear where to look for this kind of information or the inputs. So easy to access as well as to review or use. The supply base is segmented by value potential and risk by strategic value and opportunity for cost improvement by value potential and criticality. So again, we can supplier base can be defined in such a way. These are the when supplier, those are very strategic in nature, in particularly value proposition and opportunity of cost improvement. These are the vendors have give a set of knowledge base to us so as we can improve our own internal productivity. So this kind of segregation happening at the supplier base itself. The proper place for supplier is location in a segmentation matrix. This is very, very important to identify the right vendor. Set in order, supply segmentation value matrix. So you can look at how to differentiate it. You can see low value supplier, high value supplier. Then there is a high risk supplier and low risk supplier. So this has been grouped in such a way so we can take appropriate decision on this particular 5S activity. The key supplier for lean production companies tend to be in the high risk, high value potential or partnership category of the supplier segmentation matrix. You can see that what has been defined in this matrix versus what is defined here is exactly we are looking for segmenting that particular type of supplier. Partnership supplier represent a higher risk to the company in terms of design complexity, startup communication, custom tooling, overall higher demand for buyer inputs and schedule pressure. It means this kind of partner supplier means we are looking for certain kind of just-in-time supplies or support. So as his capability related to meeting that kind of demand is being reviewed appropriately. The low risk, high value potential segment may include commodity item where price dominates other consideration. Where there are commodity purchased from the market time to time, the value fluctuates or the price value fluctuates. So we can look for other consideration of what type, from whom you should buy based on this kind of procurement requirement. If the risk is reduced for high risk, high value potential item, significant savings may be realized by competitive bidding. If we identify this is a high risk, high value item, so if any loss of supply lead to a higher revenue loss, naturally we will be looking at that kind of supplier differently. The high risk, low value potential supplier affect value by the nature of the factor. It is very, very clear, and if the high risk and low value potential supplier affect value by the nature of the factors. Risk factors could include demanding delivery requirement, advanced technology, etc. What it does means this particular risk is like the possibility of not able to deliver as per demand. There is the technology which he has. So these are the things can be evaluated to set in order whether we have to have those capacity to be incorporated within the supplier or he can be listed to eliminate from the system. Temporary situations such as a cash flow problems or capacity limitation could be the major risk factors. It is possible a supplier exposed to many kind of labor unrest or any other capacity related problem, naturally we are at major risk related to that particular supplier inputs. The low risk, low value potential supplier typically have relatively high transaction cost as compared with the value of the product, because that the number of instances of the supplies as well as the activity related to this particular type of supplier are fall in this category. The opportunity for adding value comes by consolidating these purchases and reducing transaction costs. So what is the value addition of this? Should we have this kind of requirements to be purchased from one vendor or multiple vendor, or consolidating these purchases to lesser instances so as transaction costs can be reduced and appropriately managed. Several different segmentations may be conducted in order to properly categorize the supplier. For an example, this particular supplier is certified for certain kind of supplies. Some of the things are more conditional, like to what time and which day to supply. and whether he is a self-certified supplier or what type of approval has been assigned to this particular supplier, etc., can be defined. Performance measures may be helpful in segmenting this remaining supply list. Once we do the evaluation of each and every supplier, we can, using the performance metrics and techniques which we learned, naturally we can define who can remain in the system and how do we manage this particular supplier base. The location aspects of set in order may be addressed by identifying the location value of each supplier on a large map. This may identify the further opportunity by grouping the supplier locally or in targeted area or along trucking routes, so more than one supplier may be visited on a single trip. As we stated, the proximity of the supplier should be more ideal, so as we can monitor the progress of the supplier in an appropriate time, so as adherence of all the schedules of our productions with their input are appropriately managed. Secondly, we can also look at basis, geographically how these particular suppliers are located, so as we can en route our picking vehicles to pick up multiple points of input and deliver in our place. So it is also helping to set in order of procurement process. Shine, keep everything swept and clean. Cleaning implies system maintenance and inspection. As a work area is clean, problems such as leaks or other maintenance issues become more apparent before they have a chance to affect. Cleaning and maintaining our area is appropriately with the signboards, indicators, all these the passages are marked appropriately, so as that particular place of manufacturing is clean and tidy, and as well as all that inputs are available exactly as per the designated places, so it is easy to locate. So as the entire area is, the area will look clean, very organized, and and also using our space very optimally. The inspection of supplier implies surveys or audits. So inspection of supplier means we can go and do survey of suppliers and then audit them appropriately as per our designated time and schedules. The objectives of auditing supplier is to obtain the evidence that support the sort and segmentation decision, or evidence that support actions of different sorts such as risk reduction and continuous improvement. Why this evaluation process is required? Based on our earlier 5 years activity, we have to sort out and segment those particular vendors based on those various parameters, so as we can define and decide what we should do with this kind of supplier to remain the system or to be eliminated. For key supplier identified in segmentation stage, on-site visits should be scheduled with a frequency appropriate to the relationship. As he stated, every supplier base to be evaluated based on certain frequency, and it is appropriate to maintain that frequency time to time and also build the relationship. It helps to be more transparent with the supplier and vendor relationship and bring them together to achieve the end goal as per our defined policy. Standardize. If you have standard to do any activity, anyone does the job follow the particular kind of standard. So as naturally we achieve the results as based on this time and motion study methodology. So we end at the end of the day, whatever we do, it has to follow certain kind of standard methods and technique. So as we receive the end result, we reach the end result as per our policy. The standard ensures that the implementation of sorts, set order and shine, thus the exact purpose and not going bad. So as once we decide it takes 10 minutes, so it is also to ensure that it is making 10 minutes and less and not more. So as we can appropriately look at these elements very clearly. Informalizes the procedures, schedules and practices that sustain the system and drive future improvement. It means by doing this standardizing methodology, it improves all your activity related from procurement to consumption, you know, you're driving all the improvement activities also based on our plans. Problems avoided by standardized include, the number of suppliers grows unchecked. If we don't do standardization, naturally we will be having more number of suppliers in the system, supplier base, and it is unchecked, and we will be investing more time and wasting non-value added activities there. The segmentation is going bad to us, and classification of the supplier becomes unknown. So we don't know how to classify the supplier, because it is unknown, the segmentation is not done, so it's not clear about his performance and etc. Supplier not visited on a regular basis, so we don't go and visit and audit him, so naturally it is unchecked. Surveys are conducted informally or with renegade processes. So surveys is, suddenly we go and do certain surveys without having any, you know, very clear objective, naturally the product, the process is not going to give a better results. Assign 3 duties. Ensure that personnel plans or objectives of the supply chain personnel cover the sort, set in order and shine issues necessary. Because this is the activity related to the 5 years, we have to assign this particular type of duties to respective employees so as it is being followed appropriately to achieve the end result of 5 years process adaptation. Strategic buyers, commodity managers or the purchasing managers are charged with the responsibility of surveying the charts in each buyer's area to ensure they are kept current. It means maintaining the record, ensuring all these procedures and processes are followed in detail. It is also being visible to get visible to anybody visiting the site and get audited appropriately. The survey schedules are maintained using software that remains the process owner and the appropriate managers. We can also do certain kind of signals or sending reminder messages through certain kind of line of softwares like messengers or any kind of mailer activity, or we can do a survey through internet processes so as it is giving a mailer to him so as these particular activities are happening. Discipline starts with the leadership. So any activity starts from the top, if not from the bottom. It's natural the discipline is coming from the top management. That's where the sustained part of these 5 years stands for. Do you care enough to be consistent with your message or vision? So what we are talking about, once your message and vision is clear, so natural and it is consistent, it is much easier to go and deliver it and achieve it, down the line. Are you communicating the strategy, including the reasons for your actions outside the procurement function? So what are we doing? Why we are doing this? Are we having engagement time to time with the employees, including procurement, other functions within the company? Are you training the new employees properly? Any employee coming into the system to be exposed to this kind of technique, and also appropriate training needs to be provided so as achieve the goal of 5 years. Does the proper structure exist to support this strategy? Any strategy also needs certain kind of structures and structure in place, and the procedures and policies, procedures and processes are to be defined so as we can look at the procedures are followed and also the end results are achieved. These are issues for leadership. No 5 years process for supply management will be effective without vigilant leaders. It is very critical the acceptance of 5S to come from the top management, so as they go more often and review all the techniques and methods and strategy we follow to implement certain for better results of our production and as well as purchasing processes, naturally and also continue on sustaining of that, naturally the top management and support and their vigilant leadership requires to achieve this. Thank you.